In a large white room in the Beeler Gallery, a group of women are tearing down a wall. Okay. Sort of.
1, 2.
As the wall slams against the cement floor, Lucille Tott says she likes the sound of it and moves the group on to their next bit of choreography. She's the creator of On Borders, an ongoing dance performance focusing on the impact of immigration on women. The wall they pushed over isn't quite a wall. It's more like a hollow wooden rectangle painted white. Likewise, the women aren't quite professional dancers. Tott is a professor at Ohio State Newark, but she opted to reach out to immigrant women all over Central Ohio with one core question.
What happens when we bring female immigrants together and we offer movement as a coping skill or as a healing process, when we can share stories and share stupid anecdotes sometimes or traumas or, you know, and how we can use movement through to cope with some, you know, traumatic events that recently happened in immigration.
The group includes women from 9 countries on 3 continents, refugees and DACA students, women who have been here for decades and those that just came to America a few months ago. Beta Bell falls somewhere in between. She came a few years ago to get her Master's of Fine Arts, but when she tried to come back last year to finish her final year of school, she ran into a problem.
So I am currently, I'm an Iranian citizen. I am currently under the travel ban. And I actually almost lost the access to my education and to coming back to Columbus because I...
She was told her application required further processing and had to wait for 60 days outside of the country, uncertain. Eventually, it was approved. But that wasn't the end of her family's struggles. Her mother has been refused entry as part of the current travel ban. Bell says it's been difficult, but dance helps.
Through dance, I'm able to cipher through and digest and absorb and understand and reshape and share and hopefully turn into a conversation that can help us go beyond all of this and change something.
In that way, the wall acts as a sort of stand-in for the lines that all the women had to cross to get to the U.S. Though it's easy to draw a link to the president's plans for the southern border, Tott says the structure means something different to each performer.
And I didn't really guide them that much. I was just like, what do you have to say to the wall? Whatever you want to say to that wall, just go for it. And so some of them started to pray. Some of them started to be very aggressive to the wall, be like, I hate you, I don't want you in my life. Some of them were like, I want to be nice to you so you're nice back. You know, just trying to engage into a conversation.
That's a conversation Tott wants to continue with performances next fall. And this summer, Bell hopes to take the project to Austria. That means applying for yet another visa. Claire Roth, WOSU News.